days. Rachel was telling us earlier that her boyfriend, Midday Mally. So that's what time he normally gets up. He's,
that name will stick.
He lives on Tokyo time.
Yeah. He lives on gyro time.
Oi.
What time is it?
Oh, I don't know, but whatever time it is, time to do nothing. Anyway, he's got to be up early this morning. In fact, he's set his alarm for 8:10.
I set the alarm, and instead of putting it with the alarm buzzer, I put the radio on.
So the radio's going to go on in 3 seconds?
Well, I think it's slightly faster. It might be on now. I don't know.
Mally, wake up. Mally, wake up. Who does he like? What girls off the telly or in bands does he like?
I don't know.
Brilliant. You're marrying the man. What's that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What girls? Who does he fancy?
Like?
Rachel.
Me?
Oh, Jesus.
Jessica Alba.
She's not going to be around your way, is she? Rough as old boots around there. Mally, Jessica Alba's just been carjacked outside your flat.
She needs your help.
What voice was that? Mally, she needs your help.
She's being rescued by Nelson Mandela.
I just got a bit nervous because I was thinking Mally will hear this, but then obviously 8 million other people are hearing this.
Should we ring him? Wake him up?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, this would be good.
Is he good first thing in the morning? I can imagine...
Who knows?
No, I mean...
Who knows? He's never been awake.
I mean, you know...
Hello? Hello? Laughed myself silly if a woman answered.
Jessica Alba.
Hello?
Mally?
Hello?
This is your early morning live on Radio 1 wake-up call.
Hello, I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Hey!
Hey, listen, first of all, can you just look out the window and make sure Jessica Alba's all right?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, don't really, that's a joke.
Yeah.
What time did you get to sleep?
Not too late, about 12:30.
12:30?
Yeah.
Rachel's shaking her head.
It was 2:00.
She said it was 2:00.
Was it? Okay. I lost track of the time.
Yeah, well, you do that when you're as you know. Well, I don't know. Anyway, so you're up. You're not going to go back to bed?
I'm up. I'm not going to go back to bed. I'm going to go to Sweden.
Okay.
Yay.
That's random, but why not? All right, well, listen, have a nice shower or whatever. I don't know if it's shower day today. What day is it?
It is, yeah.
Is it shower day? Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. and have a safe flight. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
Rachel, does he not know that there's an IKEA in Wembley? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a long way to go, isn't it?
Set that up and I'll set up this end.
Okay, fine. I've just noticed something, Rachel. And I don't mean to... I mean, this is the man you're marrying, obviously, and there's obviously an attraction there somewhere. I wonder whether the attraction is that Mally, your fiancé, sounds exactly like you do when your voice is slowed down in the studio. It's incredible. Anyone else pick up on that?
No, he doesn't.
He does! Hello, Mally. How are you feeling this morning?
Really tired.
What time do you get to bed?
2:00.
He doesn't, he?
I find it disturbing. Stop it.
And where are you flying to today?
Sweden.
Sweden, very nice.
He doesn't.
He does.
Stop it!
I love it when
Stop it!
I love it when she has this effect to the voice. And we came up with a really funny character and we're not allowed to do it. Actually, we're not... Didn't we ban ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
If Rachel was a man, she would sound like this.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Derek.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You look very fine today. You look like you've had a shave.
I have, yes.
Yep.
Especially for you.
Well, that's very nice of you. What are you doing later on today, Derek?
Don't know yet.
Don't know. You're looking forward to the boxing in the weekend?
I am, yes.
It's a proper manly sport, isn't
it?
Yes. Yeah, two men fighting.
I don't really like boxing.
Right, so you're no good at playing the man, are you?
I like football.
Right. It's quite disturbing, don't you?
And Derek puts one hand on his hip. Whenever Derek arrives, then it's kind of,
Shut up.
You do?
I'll stop it.
It's quite weird. Do you not think, Carrie, it's quite weird?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my goodness me. Graham's back.
Do you know what? Why don't we just all of us just, you know.
So we all go a bit deeper.
Yeah, let's see if the listeners can work out which voice is which.
Imagine if somebody's just woken up right now.
Who's that voice?
That's me, Beryl.
Hello, Beryl.
This would sound really, really weird, don't you?
It would, wouldn't it? The worst thing is, people are just waking up. Their alarm clocks are going off, and they're waking up listening to this. They must think they're in some kind of time warp.
It's a parallel universe. Mm.
Life. Don't talk to me about life. That's horrible, isn't it?
It does sound really weird.
Yeah, it does. Are you Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Right, just checking.
Yeah, I am Dom.
Can you speak in a high-pitched voice?
Yeah, sure. How about that?
What about if you talk up like this?
I see. I have to be like that.
Yeah, if you go all the way home.
If I go right up, it's like that. Hello.
I'd like to remind everyone. Oh, shut up. I'd like to remind everyone we're actually on the air right now.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Who's got... Should we find out who's got the sexiest voice through the machine? Right, everybody has to say, think of a sexy line. Okay. Something sexy. And then I'm going to go around the room and get to hear your sexy voice, all right? So we'll start with Mr. Dominic Byrne.
I'd like to butter you a big slice. Hang on a sec, I've lost it.
What?
Hang on. Ooh, rewind. Right. I'd like to butter...
Hang on. Stop. Ooh. We need to... let's do this properly.
That's not sexy.
What? I'm talking about butter.
All
shut
right,
it.
Calm down. And now... Sexy voice number one, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
I'd like to stick my knife in some soft butter and rub it all over your bread.
That's a bit weird. Carrie Davis.
Good morning, my honey bunch of love.
That's the sexiest line you can come up with, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Right. All right, so will you leave it with a stick butter line? Dave?
Hi, love. How'd you fancy a bit of me for breakfast? Ooh, check out these conkers. They're just for you. For our ordinary breakfast.
Yeah.
And then there's Dave.
Right, that's nice. And finally, Rach.
No, you next.
No, you can't. Come on, Rach.
I can't.
Rach, look at me. Think sexy. That's what you're going to do. Think sexy.
Say, can we play another record?
No, that's not sexy. Oh. Come on.
Is it time for the news?
You're ruining the mood, Rachel. Imagine Mally's lying there. He's awake for once.
Morning, dear.
Morning, dear. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All you can think of is animals.
That's wrong.
And what would you like me to say, Dominic?
Could I have butter in it or not?
Right,
no, I'm not obsessed, but...
You're obsessed.
I gotta tell you, Dominic, when it comes to the butter, ain't no butter like Moyle's butter.
Let me stick me soldier in
shut up, you, I'm doing sexy! When you get a mouthful of my butter, you damn well know about it. Right.
Oh, I feel sick.
Dominic, you know when you've been buttered.
Oh, man.
It's not better.
I need a good wash.
Okay, well, anyway, that's that. No more talking with the silly voices, right, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Dave?
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, good.